Who knows the first two laws that Hitler implemented? Hitler, Yimach Shemo v'zichro, first two laws that Hitler implemented that not only put him in a different status than everybody else for the rest of history, but also made what's called until this day the biggest financial miracle in history. Who knows the first two laws? Before the Nuremberg laws. Before that, we're talking about years before it. Hitler first comes into power. What's the first two laws? Okay, I'll save you the time. Rule number one. No more pornography. No more homosexuality. None of that garbage. Not allowed. Berlin, in the 30s, in the 20s, was the Sodom and Gomorrah of the day. They were the Las Vegas of the day. They were the Sodom and Gomorrah of the day. Homosexuality, pornography, all the bestiality, all the garbage of the world, that was the capital of the world. He outlawed it. You're no longer allowed, closed all the bars, all the gay clubs, all the production, which were all run by Jewish people, unfortunately. Second rule. What's the second rule? Second rule was, you're not allowed to charge interest. No more interest. Now you would think, why? What does he care about interest? Well, because all the people that had the money, that lent the money out, were Jews. He didn't like it. He said no more interest. Why? Because of the high interest that the Jews charged people was so high, it ruined, it destroyed the economy in Germany. They destroyed, just like they destroyed Russia a few years before that through their communism over there. Jews destroyed Russia, not Goyim. Jews destroyed. Communism is by Jews. Well, don't let anybody confuse you. You look at history, Karl Marx, all the other Rishayim, they're all Jews. Wicked, but nonetheless Jews. They destroyed Russia, and he wrote in chapter 2 of Mein Kampf, they destroyed Russia, now they're destroying Germany, that's why I have to destroy them. Now, this doesn't make he's right, point is, that's actually real true history. Now, he saw that the Jews are controlling the financial system, and they're charging such high interest, they destroyed the German economy. To the extent that by the time you arrived to go to the store to buy bread, you had to take a whole horse carriage full of money. By the time you arrive at the store, it wasn't enough. Why? Because the inflation rate was so high. The bread became so much more valuable and your money went down. So now he says, what's this, the cause of this? Because nobody could afford to do anything because the interest rates are so high. So he decided no more interest rates. You're not allowed to charge interest rates. And at that time, the Great Depression was happening around the entire world. Everyone was in a financial collapse. America was a financial collapse. England was a financial collapse. Everybody else was collapsing. Germany collapsed worse than everybody else. But after he passed this law of no more interest, within 6 years, Germany became the leading, wealthiest economy in the world. They called it a financial miracle. Why? They were the only ones that were bold enough to stop interest. This is one of the biggest reasons of why he hated Jews. Because they destroyed the economy because of their greed. Rabotai, it's not making them right. Don't let this confuse you. But this is happening again.